squad.
Tara, this is a squad episode.
I know it is.
Right? This is a very special end of the year, beginning of the year kind of family check-in.
Yes.
With voices who you don't hear from but power the corner store. We have in the building our super producer, DJ Cashera.
Yo, thank you. That was beautiful. I love getting called that.
We Cashera, we love you. You already know. Cashera is also one of the illest DJs on planet Earth.
That's true.
And also a very fly individual. You know what I mean? Catch her out here in the Cash Mobile.
True.
And flexing new shoes on the regular.
Yes. What you got on right now?
I have on some red Roshis.
True.
From Nike.
Does not stop. And we also have the official corner store snack tour. Max is in the building. Max, man, welcome.
You're not gonna talk, but Max is one of my favorite people.
No, Max is the
on
best. Man.
Earth.
Make yeah. sound effects.
Max,
you make the damn. Snacks,
I just
sounds.
Like not talk and just like open stuff.
every time like Max is voice.
It's just the sound.
That's the answer. Snacks being opened by a snack tour.
Tara's banished Max's voice. From
it's
the
okay.
studio.
He fucked it up, so it's over.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad.
I'm walking out now.
Max, you have acquired some snacks for this special edition of the Corner Store.
I did.
What did you get for us, man?
I did. For Tara, I got some banana chips.
Okay.
Wow.
Tara, are you going to share those or not?
No.
Nice.
What?
Fancy.
Selfish.
Tara.
What healthy. Type of family is this?
I know.
Because Sarah, I got some trail mix. I was trying to be all healthy.
Okay.
Very nice.
This year.
Thank you. Thank you.
For Kevin, I have the leftovers of Eddie's animal crackers.
It sounds about right. Yeah, it sounds about right. Thank you.
Yes.
Hey, that's all right. This is like eight.
Very generous.
What'd you get for yourself?
Oh, I didn't get anything. I got this Nutella that's left over.
That's nice. Hey,
I got some
Tara sharing. Oh, I appreciate you.
Go ahead. Yeah,
no, we can pass them around. Also,
Tara doesn't want to share. I will.
It does not stop. We're also enjoying. Our sponsor, Stone Spirits. We're
True.
Off the smoked rum.
Max only.
And also the heavy. What is the Max? What is the that young small bottle? What's that called?
The overproof.
The overproof. We're also enjoying the overproof.
Animal crackers.
Stronger.
All right, I'm gonna get you the animal crackers. But Tara, this ep is really about just a little check in. You know, I wanna see where folks are at, and also maybe we can anticipate some of what 2019 might bring.
True, but
okay,
we have to share our album of the year.
Yeah,
before anything else, even Max, I don't care,
Cash, everybody,
I don't really know your music tastes that well, but
oh boy,
you probably guess.
So Tara, we got to look back to look forward is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, trying to get all deep with it.
You want to do the honor? You want to say your album of the year?
Care for Me. Duh.
Mm.
I mean.
Absolutely.
No, I can't.
I don't know who in the room is going to disagree.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Me. Care for Me out of the way. After Care for Me.
But all right. But let's, for a moment, though, if we can talk about, because Care for Me also, other than our good friends at DJ Booth put it their number one album of the year. But. Care for Me was also, I think, criminally slept on in terms of the end of year lists.
Yeah.
It it was on some, but it, you know, and it should.
Pitchfork didn't include it on something. Everyone was really upset. I can't remember which one.
I don't think it made its top 50 or something.
Yeah, it might have been the rap.
Thing
it might
like
have
that.
Made it on the rap albums, but not the
How
top 50.
How is that 50. Even possible for Pitchfork?
I know. Like, they should know better. I mean,
I'm not going to express any opinions about Pitchfork, but
there you go, and thereby expressing all the opinions. But all right, so we can agree, Care for Me, it really is, it was deserved of a Grammy nod. Like I am not sure how that is missed, other than, you know, they typically historically get it wrong. So not terribly surprised, although certainly I think, you know, one of the best albums of the year. Very clearly,
mm-hmm.
I would say one of the best albums of, you know, the decade. I mean, it's a beautiful lament. It is I don't know if we've heard a hip hop record do and go into all the spaces that Saba goes into. I mean, what rapper do you know who's also talking about like getting beat up as a kid? You know what I mean? Like in a very beautiful and like hard heartfelt song. He's doing so much work on that record as we know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Other than that.
Okay. And, I just want to get out of the way.
Okay.
You know,
all right. Well, we no, that Cash. Important. Cash. That what about other than Care for Me? What an album of the year for you?
I like Smino's Noir a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely a heavy hitter in like top 10 for me for the year.
Okay.
I'm also rocking with Ariana Grande's project.
Hey.
Thank You Next is a bop.
Thank You Next is a bop. I feel like she's been putting out a lot of heavy hitters. And I really rock with Ella May right now. I like her. I like her album.
What do you like about her?
I like her sound. I also enjoy the story of how she just went from like doing covers on Instagram and then got picked up. But I really like the vibe that she sets, and the music is just really vibe-ish to me. Like, I can ride up Lakeshore Drive and just play her entire album and I'm content.
Okay.
Which is really important to me. If I can just put your album on from beginning to finish and I skip a song while I'm driving like next to the lake, then I'm happy.
That's a good ass test, actually. The Lakeshore Drive test is a good ass test for a record.
I really wish I could test that more often. I just have mixed feelings about her.
Okay.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about it.
That is indeed what we're talking about. But, all right.
I mean, technically perfect that I don't know how it translates in real life. And also, it's like Janae Aoko, like, I feel nothing for you because you don't make me think at all.
I feel
like even if. Like, Ariana Grande sounds good, and it's a vibe, but, like, she makes me think about things. You know?
Thank You Next definitely made me think. Like,
or even, like, God is a Woman, you know? Like,
that song, too.
So, I mean, it's, like, a bop, but I'm, like, thinking about shit. Yeah. But I could also, like, turn off the thingy bar and just listen to the song, you know? So
that's real.
Word. Max, what albums of the year?
It's tough because I don't want to take anyone's. They're both Chicago things, and besides
you got it.
Besides Care for Me, the things that I've listened to the most.
Yeah,
you know, there
that's
could
a
be
good way to do it.
There could be other things that I haven't said, but things that I listened to the most definitely Room 25. You know, no name.
But your homies, Man Wolves.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're some of my favorites. I love them to death. Like
I was thinking about that.
I'll always. Throw their shit on. They're like they're very much my pace, you know. I love listening to them. I love those boys. But also, if I didn't beat Kevin to it, Quarter Thing was also
I was gonna throw it.
Also good.
Yeah, no doubt.
I just like it wasn't every Perk. Song in the Joey tape, but it was like one.
Oh,
like,
you don't skip a track.
Like you you mentioned that in your interview with Joey, in the Corner Store interview with Joey, you mentioned that like it's very fluid. You know,
which, that passes the LSD test. Let that shit ride on LSD, and that shit
for sure. Absolutely,
there were definitely like more song specific for me that I like just couldn't stop listening to. But about half of that album, and then Room 25, like, and Care for Me, I had like on repeat, and I've had on repeat for the last couple
Chicago
months.
Ass, you know? Really, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I did my top. Complex did like staff picks, and I did my top 10 albums and songs, and half of it were Midwest.
Oh shit! Well, hey, put us on Tarmaha, David. I mean,
you know all of it.
We gotta go. Obviously, we gotta go to the site and you know click all your shits. But
right. Oh no, it's fine. I just write news.
Fill us in, please.
Yeah. What are a few of the joints that you had up there?
Aw shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of the G Herbo remix?
Everything.
No.
Swervin. What is it?
Swervo,
thank you.
No, not that one.
What?
But I'll keep going. I'll remember.
All right.
Valet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cupcake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Pockets. That song's so good. And it's produced by this one guy, but also Ye Ali, who's from Hammond.
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Hey. Midwest in the building.
Tay, of course.
Yeah. Well, Saba. And I'll say, Still Trippin' is one of my favorite albums of 2018. DJ Tay. Who, you know, recent alum of the Corner Store. That is a really beautiful. And that also passes the LSD test. You let that shit ride. You will have a good tour.
Also fluid, but, you know, like incorporates a lot of different musical styles.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to think of this name of this. The Who Run It remix. Herbo. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
I put Anik Khan on there, not from the Midwest, but Big Facts. Have anybody? Yeah, that sounds so good.
I subscribe to your Masala Mix playlist, and so I was bumping that shit yesterday.
Were
Facts,
you?
Yeah.
I need to do it again.
Facts, yeah.
Omar Apollo,
yeah.
Freddie Gibbs, Queen Key.
Nice.
Fetty is so good. That's such a good, like, little, you know?
Yeah.
Also, Freddie's, like, self-titled EP he put out before that was also good. Except for the moment where he sings, you could just skip that.
Yeah.
Everything
and
else
some of
solid.
The stuff he says about women, it's like, fam,
we
got it, we good.
In that instance, I'd probably do the thing where I don't really listen intently.
Yeah. But Freddie can rap, and he's Midwesterner who also sound like he, and I know this is true, like, he has been influenced so much from the West Coast, particularly, like, I think, like, Spice One.
And it's Alchemist. Is an Alchemist from California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's Israeli.
Really? True. Yeah. I wonder how y'all feel. Because for me, I have, and now this is like some grown man rap shit, but I love Black Thought's record this year.
I
love
you say that.
I love also, and it dropped on the Fonte. Same day. I love Fonte. You already know I love Fonte's record.
Old man
rap shit.
Old man rap.
You know, it dropped on the same day as the Black Thought shit. I love JID's record, DiCaprio 2, you know? There's a run of songs on there that I particularly love that our man Yo talked about on DJ Booth, like one of the best like four or five run of songs, including the Strawberry shit with BJ the Chicago Kid, I think. But that I like that record just because I really like JID.
Somebody ruined it for me and compared him to Kendrick, and I never thought about it.
I
said that, and I know they sound similar. I was just like,
No one's Kendrick though.
Yeah.
No, they're not, but it's like, they're like, oh, he's just trying to be Kendrick.
And that's not fair. I mean, I hear so much of, like, you know, Southern Atlanta rap and what JID is doing. And I think that those comparisons, first of all, it's like people are listening to one another, and that is fair and needed. Like, you want to listen to your colleagues, you want to listen to your peers, but also, like, to say that he sounds like Kendrick is not, I feel like you're not actually listening to the language. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're listening to like the note, the tenor,
and the intonation.
Yeah, but I think that that's also like a generational thing though. You know, that's how this generation at its peak I think sounds like when they rap potentially, you know. I also really love Kami's record, you know. I love a lot of what Kami's doing on that record.
Yeah, I actually really like that too.
You know, what else did I listen to a lot of this year? I loved Elton's EP. Elton put out a beautiful EP this year. There's so much Chicago shit that, you know, I continue to be excited about. The four summer joints that Chance put out, I was a fan of, you know, particularly 65th and Ingleside.
Yeah.
Wallachem. Yeah, Wallach. I mean, those were like you know, bangers. Superboy. And Superboy had a project at the top of the year, didn't he? Like
he
in
did.
February,
yeah,
something
I
like
hate
that. Being alive. Yeah, which was terrific.
Yeah. I thought that came out this year.
It's been a long year. I mean,
it's been a very long year.
And especially like this is a year, it's a calendar year, but we also operate like in internet terms. And so that shit like is, you know, like
Years ago.
Yeah, exactly. When it's like 5 weeks, you know. But I think it's been a great year for music. I think it's been a great year for Chicago culture.
Sorry, I had to correct myself. I was saying, I said I hate being alive because that was like my favorite joint off that record, but it's called Finally Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized as soon as I said it, I was like, I gotta correct myself.
Nice.
Good. Also, something I thought you would have brought up that you haven't yet is Tomorrow by the Omis.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a beautiful record. Yeah, it's a beautiful record. It's been a good year. It's been a great year for Chicago. It's been a great year for culture. You know, Tara, part of the reason why I was hoping we could, you know, chat now is to talk a little about what we're doing on this on this podcast and you know, Kasher and Max, I'm curious, you know, from y'all, like I'm interested in what we will do this year. You know, I think, you know, Max and I were talking off air a few days ago just about how we are at this like interesting point, you know what I mean, a year in and like damn near, you know, I don't know how many, probably like 50 some odd episodes in.
Yeah.
Like what do y'all want to see, you know, in this space over the course of the year? And this is a question I want to ask of our audience, and Tara, I'm, you know, most interested in what you have to say, but like, you know, what do y'all want to see in this space over the next year?
In the corner store space,
in
the store?
In the store, in the spaceship, and like, you know, who or what, like what the fuck should we be doing here?
I want to see more live performances.
I like it.
I really want to do that in the Club 720.
Yeah, Club 720. Yeah, WGN Radio. There's like a little spot.
Oh, you're talking about the performance studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was, I guess.
We can set that up.
We would want to.
Y'all's got to let me know the day. We can do that.
That reminds me of two things. Because one, want to see you guys back live on the radio more. You know, that was a great time when we did that. We had a great episode, you know, two-hour
The Mini Mart.
The Mini Mart, you know, had an amazing artist, short interviews live on the radio. But on top of that, also J-Hop, who we had on the Mini Mart, you know, on the live radio. He killed the Live 16, so that just, like, makes me think of what Kassara is saying, like, more live performances. I'm sorry, DJ Cash era. I'm sorry.
You can call me either one. When I'm here,
just so
I'm Kassara.
Kassara is
when I'm out in the streets,
DJ Cash era. It's eerily similar, and that's what makes it such a beautiful name. And she's also getting the cash in this era.
Wow. Thank you so much.
So more live performance. Are there, you know, I mean, you know, Real Rap, you know, Max books the guests. Are there folks that you all want to see on here?
Ooh, this R&B singer I know named Apollo Mighty. I love his music. He's got signed by Sony, too.
Okay.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
That sounds really familiar.
Apollo Mighty?
That would be
dope. Post him a lot on my Instagram story.
Is he new?
Newer, yeah. Yeah.
And we think of Apollo Brown.
Yeah, right. Mm. Who I love as a rapper. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like all the people that I'm about to say, the first people that come to head are people that come to mind. Are people that, like, you guys are definitely interested in having. It's just making the time right and all that. But, you know, it's people like Joe Freshgoods and Andrew Barber, with which you both are, you know, personal with, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But there are plenty more guests. You know, we've interviewed a lot of Chicago people, but there's still a very deep pocket of Chicago and Midwest artists for you guys to grab.
Well, and Tara, I mean, I think one of the things we've been talking about is, you know, your hope for this space is to also expand beyond Chicago. The intention was never to be a Chicago only show, but obviously Chicago centered. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, your hope is that we also get beyond the confines of the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to have happen this year, Tara Mahadevan? For you yourself, or for this space, or just, I don't, you know, I mean, you do a lot of things in the world, and I'm excited for all that you are doing and will do. And what does this coming year look like for you, and, you know, in this space and beyond?
Yeah, I want to interview other people, because, like, when we had Lily in here, that was really...
Yeah, from London, you know, from Viper Magazine. That was, that was
the parallels between, like, Chicago and London that we drew were cool,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, and I think, like, when you talk to people from other cities, you see those parallels, and you don't see that they, like, y'all don't, you know, y'all are from different places, but there's a lot in common, or there are things about their city you don't see or know immediately because you're not from there, or maybe you don't know natives from there or something, you know? So...
True.
Yeah. I mean, the only way I learned Chicago was through natives.
Yeah.
So.
I definitely agree with Tara. We should. I didn't get to be there at that episode, but I was in that episode, and it's just definitely super nice to have people from other cities, you know, giving their impression of Chicago, and y'all getting to tell them how Chicago relates to what their life is.
Well, I think one of the, I mean, you know, Tara and I both travel a lot, and I think one of the things that we want to try to do in this coming year is to figure out the technology to travel, you know, and how, when we're in another city, if it be, you know, we were in London together, we were, you know, we've been in and out of the same cities together. When we're in a spot together, you know, how do we also bring the equipment? I mean, it's 2018, 2019, we'll be able to, you know, that shit is like at the hand. How do we, you know, grab people in the spaces that we're in, the people that we're meeting, the building within those spaces, and maybe then do, you know, like an offsite on the road type, you know, jump off, which will be exciting.
Yeah.
I think what I want to ask our audience, you know, folks who are listening, is like, who do they want to hear? And to really add us on social media, you know, like, you know, get into, you know, the IG page or the Twitter account, and just let us know, like, who you want to hear. I think that we have some really great guests coming up for folks at the top of the year. And I really, you know, I think this space is for who is at the vanguard of culture. And I think that's what we are interested in across genres. I think we're genre agnostic, but we really do look for who is, you know, at the cutting edge of what is happening now and what is next, ultimately. And, you know, I think the thing that
also history and
that's true too. And I want to bring more. I mean, I'm an older head, and so I get very excited about, I think, some of the folks who we have coming up this year who have really, you know, built a legacy, or at least built a platform for this moment in Chicago culture to really thrive. I'm excited for us to find and build with some of those folks as well.
I think it'd be interesting to have like an old head and like somebody who's up and coming who are on the same practice
on the same episode. Yeah, I agree.
That would be good.
Yeah. So I really am grateful for our audience. I'm, you know, in the year that we've been doing this shit, like, you know, it's a humble and growing, community of folks. And I love when I'm out in the streets and people are like, yo, you know, I listen to the corner store. Like, I rock with that. And I'm very grateful for the team that we've built here. And for all the folks who have come and will come. You know, it's going to be a good 2019. So, you know, thank you all for your labor. You know, Max, thanks for getting those snacks together and booking all the artists. Cashera, thanks for making us sound lovely and crispy.
I can.
At WGN Radio.
Do what I can. Thanks, guys.
And Tara, you know, honestly, man, like I didn't know what this was going to be when we first talked about it, but I'm excited about what it is. And I'm always excited about, you know, the things that we will build between us. So,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Thank you. And
congratulations
congrats,
a year on the podcast.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. You did it.
Hey. and yo, happy 2019 to folks. I mean, it's the Roman calendar, so it's not shit I, me, myself, you know, value or appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Jews be in the future. But
true.
Tara.
I don't know.
You got to roll your eyes. Okay. Anyway, the point is, you know, for those folks who observe such things.
It's a night to get drunk.
Happy New Year. Well, look, as my Aunt Joyce would say, you know, New Year's, like the weekends, is for amateurs. But, you know, but do your thing. Stay safe. And for real, everybody who listens, thank you so much for rocking with us. At us. Let us know what and who you want to hear on the future episodes of The Corner Store. And all of our guests are real ass people in the world. So please pay attention to what they're doing. You could always read the work of Tara Mahadevan on Complex News. be writing those joints for real.
Yes, I do be.
You know, I got a lot of shit coming in 2019. You could stay in tune with Cashera. Cashera, where can people find your mixes?
Everything is at djcashera.com.
Max also high key curates the gallery space at Young Chicago Authors. That's Max, true. Where can people be in
Super
tune with what you're doing?
My Instagram name is Insufficient Funds with one F. But other than that,
is he broke, you know, Max?
I got a few dollars, but I'm not amazing, you know. But I got a few dollars.
Look, but hey, the globe's gonna be real though, man. You know what I mean?
Come through the YCA gallery. You know, other than that, you know. You don't need to be interested in what I'm doing. You know?
One day he's gonna have both Fs and that insufficient funds.
That's right.
On it.
You know what I mean?
But you will never know what Max looks like because there's literally no photos of
right.
him on it.
Right. Not one.
There's one video of
right.
me
yeah.
and my homie, the Slaps. Shout out to the Slaps. They're a great band. Two boys from Kentucky, one from the Birds of Chicago. But like, they make great music, kind of like a southern twang, like alternative kind of rock. But I'm in one of their music videos, and I'm like all done up in makeup and like in like a suit and a top hat, and I posted a snippet of that video, and that's the only video that shows my face on my Instagram.
Wow, dig deep, y'all.
Right,
so dig deep. That's the point.
Scroll for days. Max looks like.
Otherwise, I wear a mask out here.
Right, he's just a snack kind of sore. He might be in your local CVS.
You never know.
You never know.
I always wear the same hat. On Tara's point.
So you
look
really
for that USPS
him.
Yellow hat. Also
with
the
Nike.
Listen, it's complex, but
you'll never know. It's him.
No,
just keep guessing.
But yo, real rap, I super appreciate y'all. Yeah. I love rocking with y'all. You know, this is a highlight of my week, is coming to this spaceship and spending time with y'all and drinking these beverages and getting to chat with you know, some of the illest folks on the planet. So
solid ass squad,
for real. Thank y'all.
Thanks.
All right. Yo, we want to thank DJ Exist for the beat.
Langston Olsen for the art.
Big ups, Todd Manley at WGN Radio.
And Max and Dami, the Corner Store interns.
Salutes to our super producer, DJ Cashera.
You can keep in tune with the Corner Store at cornerstore_pod on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Also, you can stream and download the Corner Store wherever you listen to podcasts.
And please rate and subscribe and comment on iTunes.
Please, y'all, consider giving us those 5 stars.
Thank you for listening.
We're going to see you next week.
The Corner Store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.